CC Chair. Atkin says the era of regulation through enforcement is over. Paul Atkins, the current SEC chair, told a conference audience on April 20, 2026, that the agency has officially ended regulation through enforcement against crypto firms. The phrase has been industry shorthand for years, used to describe the practice of suing first and declining to publish crypto-specific rules. Atkins' statement, picked up by Watcher Guru on X, frames the change as a completed transition rather than an aspiration. What Atkins actually said, per the Watcher Guru post, Atkins said the SEC has ended regulation through enforcement against crypto. The comment lines up with what the agency has been doing in practice since Atkins was sworn in, dropping or pausing cases that predated his tenure, publishing guidance documents, and running a formal crypto task force inside the Division of Corporation Finance. The SEC's caseload against crypto firms has shrunk visibly this year. Actions against Coinbase, Binance, Robinhood Crypto, and several smaller token issuers have been dismissed, settled on narrow terms, or left to sit without new filings. Atkins's statement reads as an acknowledgement of that pattern rather than a surprise announcement. While regulation through enforcement became the complaint under Gary Gensler, the SEC took the position that most tokens were securities and that existing securities law already applied. It rarely issued crypto-specific rulemakings. Instead, it brought enforcement cases and let the resulting court rulings define the boundaries. Industry groups argued that this left firms with no way to know what was legal without getting sued. Judges, in several cases, agreed that the agency had not given fair notice. The backlash drove 3 years of political pressure. By the time Atkins took over in early 2025, crypto policy had become a congressional flashpoint, and a new administration had publicly committed to moving rulemaking out of the courtroom. What has replaced the enforcement-first posture the Atkins-era SEC has leaned on a few mechanisms. A standing crypto task force that meets with firms seeking guidance before they launch. Public statements and no-action letters clarifying when staking, lending, and wrapped tokens fall outside the securities umbrella. Rulemaking proposals on custody, broker-dealer rules for digital assets, and registration paths for crypto exchanges. Coordination with the CFTC on which tokens fall under which agency. None of this makes crypto unregulated. Firms still face the Bank Secrecy Act, state money transmitter rules, OFAC sanctions, and for many products, CFTC commodities oversight. What changed is that the SEC no longer treats an enforcement complaint as the primary way to tell the industry what the rules are. What this means for pending cases and issuers. A few practical effects. Firms that settled under the old regime still live with those consent orders. Atkins's comments do not vacate them. Companies that were sued but never settled have mostly seen cases drop or move into settlement talks, at terms far below what the prior staff demanded. Token issuers now have something closer to a published path. Registration is still expensive and slow, but a project can ask the task force whether a given structure triggers securities law before it ships, rather than discovering the answer in court 2 years later. Exchanges and brokers benefit the most. Charles Schwab launched spot crypto trading this week and publicly credited a clearer regulatory environment as part of the reason it moved now. That language would have been legally risky in 2023. In 2026, it is a standard disclosure. For crypto card issuers, the knock-on effect is narrower but real. U.S.-facing cards often rely on exchange or custodian partners who needed SEC clarity before they could expand product lines. A stablecoin issuer that is not worried about an enforcement case is more likely to support card programs that settle in its token, and a staking platform that has written rules to follow can more credibly underwrite card rewards paid in yield. What to watch next? Atkins's statement is a signal, not a law. The durable version of this policy shift lives in the pending rulemaking docket. If proposed rules on custody, broker-dealer registration, and crypto ETF structure reach final form over the next year, the shift will survive the next administration change. If they do not, a future SEC chair could simply reopen the old enforcement playbook without Congress passing anything. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 54 neutral as of April 20th, 2026, and Bitcoin is trading at $75,507 after touching $77,000 earlier in the week. Markets have already priced in the regulatory thaw. The question now is whether written rules arrive before the political winds change again.